As schools and many businesses have closed to prevent further spread of the coronavirus, out of necessity, funeral businesses continue to operate. However, they are now limiting who can participate in funeral services and using other measures to keep people at a safe distance. Here to talk with me about that is Mike Schettinger with Schettinger Funeral and Cremation Services. Thank you for your time.
Good morning.
What are the limitations on people who can attend the funeral?
Currently, what we're seeing is we are no longer allowed to have public gatherings of more than 50 people. So our company at Schettinger, we are just telling families we're not having any public visitations or funerals, private, family only, in our buildings because the churches are closed. And if they want to do a graveside service at the cemetery, we can do that.
How do you think this will help?
Well, I don't know if it'll help. I think it's going to hurt because the normal human response to grief is you have to grieve. And we are depriving our families of the normal full experience of grieving and gathering stories and hearing memories and crying and talking about their loved one because it's just family only. So hopefully we can do most of these funerals at a later date. But for now, we're really depriving people of a lot of the healing experience.
So you're having some delays then? Some people are delaying a big service, or what are they doing?
Most understand that this isn't going to go away in the next week or two. And so, to my knowledge, almost everyone has had their funeral, whether it's a cremation or a burial. And then they may have a celebration of life later, but almost everybody's been doing everything right away.
It's such a difficult time for people when a loved one dies, and now made more difficult by the coronavirus. What are you saying then to the people who have lost a loved one at this time?
Well, we just want them to know that we're here for them. I mean, we're here 24 hours a day. We are still exempt from having to be sheltered in place. Our funeral directors are here. Our care center people are taking care of the dead body. And we are helping the family. And if they want to have a video conference, we do that. And then lastly, if the family does want to have a service and let the public be a part of it, we're video streaming and not charging for it at this time.
Are there new funeral protocols in general to follow from the Ohio Funeral Directors Association?
Not really. The association's more or less just disseminating information, but the CDC and the State Department of Health are certainly every day issuing, you know, updates to us about how to handle things.
Mm-hmm. So it's a lot more complicated today than it was in January?
I would say so. I mean, our company has always practiced universal precautions, so we treat every person as if they could be infectious of something. But certainly when you know what's going on is as contagious as it is, I'm sure our staff is practicing extra special precautions.
Are you keeping the same number of staff?
Yes, currently we have about 200 associates, and we're going to need all of them as this gets worse, because in theory we're going to have people get sick. We're going to have people that are, they're not sick, but they're quarantined. So in theory we're going to lose some staff, and you might argue that we would have an increase in the number of deaths. So it's a perfect storm of we could be busier with more deaths and have less people to take care of them.
Are you preparing then for deaths related to COVID-19 that you'd have to handle?
We are. Yeah, we're doing everything we can to be safe as a company and as a staff. We're encouraging as many people to work from home as they can so that they're not at risk, because, you know, even though I'm a licensed funeral director, I don't do that every day. We have a big company to run, but I may be in the trenches having to be a funeral director and embalmer if we lose a lot of our staff to the illness.
And how large is your company?
We have 15 locations throughout Central Ohio with about 200 associates.
I've been talking to Mike Schettinger with Schettinger Funeral and Cremation Services. Thanks for giving us some insight into the challenges that you're facing, as well as those who are losing a loved one at this time.
Well, thanks for giving us a chance to talk to the public about what's going on.